In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, to whom we give all honor, glory, and praise. Amen. The congregation may be seated.
Some gifts we want, one gift we need.
A reading from the book of Isaiah, chapter 9. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever.
A
A reading from Romans 15. And again, Isaiah says, "The root of Jesse will spring up, one who will arise to rule over the nations. The Gentiles will hope in him."
Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and will call him Emmanuel.
Some gifts surprise us. God's gift was foretold.
A reading from Luke chapter 1. In the sixth month, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greeting, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of God Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end."
Some gifts are wrapped up in ribbons and bows. God's gifts are wrapped up in swaddling clothes.
A reading from Luke 2. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born. And she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn.
Some gifts are handmade, not something you would buy. God's gift was announced by angels in the sky.
This reading is from Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 14. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord.
This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger. Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests.
From Luke chapter 2, verses 15 through 18. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about. So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what they had been told about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them.
Go to Bethlehem, see that baby, go to Bethlehem, see that child, go to Bethlehem, see that baby, go to Bethlehem, go to take a walk, go to Bethlehem, go to Bethlehem. Go to Bethlehem, see that baby. Go to Bethlehem, go to Jacob. Go to Bethlehem, go to Bethlehem, go to Bethlehem.
Look all together and see the wise men on the journey they travel afar.
Look all together and see the wise men led to Bethlehem by a star. Go to Bethlehem, see that baby. Go to Bethlehem, see that child. Go to Bethlehem, see that baby. Go to Bethlehem. Go to Jacob, go to Bethlehem, go to Bethlehem, go to Bethlehem.
Look over yonder and see the shepherds watching over their flocks by night.
Look over yonder and see the shepherds by the light of the stars so bright. Go to Bethlehem, see that baby, go to Bethlehem, see that child. Go to Bethlehem, see that baby, go to Bethlehem. Go to Bethlehem, go to Bethlehem, go to Bethlehem.
I'm gonna sing heavenly melodies when I see that child.
I'm gonna
sing heavenly melodies when I see that child.
I'm gonna shout,
shout, shout, hallelujah when I see that child.
I'm gonna shout,
shout, shout, hallelujah when I see that child.
Oh, go to Bethlehem, see that baby. Go to Bethlehem, see that child. Go to Bethlehem, see that baby. Go to Bethlehem, go to Jacob. Go to Bethlehem, go to Bethlehem, go to Bethlehem.
Look over yonder and see the angels from the heavens they come to earth.
Look over yonder and see the angels singing praise above baby's birth. Go to Bethlehem, see that baby. Go to Bethlehem, see that child. Go to Bethlehem, see that baby. Go to Bethlehem, go to Jacob. Go to Bethlehem, go to Bethlehem, go to Bethlehem, go to Bethlehem.
Go to Bethlehem, see that baby. Go to Bethlehem, see that child. Go to Bethlehem, see that baby. Go to Bethlehem, go to Jacob.
Go to Bethlehem, go to Bethlehem. Go to Bethlehem, go to Bethlehem, go to Bethlehem, to see that child. Go to Bethlehem, go to Bethlehem, go to see that child.
God has indeed given us many gifts. The greatest gift, of course, is the gift of His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, whose birth we celebrate on Christmas. As we acknowledge as God is the author of all gifts, we take at this time an opportunity to return some of these gifts, as we now will invite our ushers forward for the collection of our offering.
The reading is from Luke chapter 2. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart.
Mary.
Some gifts we find in the morning light. God's gift was born on the holiest night. Some gifts are hidden under a tree. God's gift was manifest for all the world to see.
Some gifts are games we like to play. God's gift takes our sin away.
Some gifts are toys we enjoy just for a day. God's gift is Jesus. He is with us every day.
Some gifts we want, one gift we need. Jesus, God's gift to the world.
Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. Let us join together and pray the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. May God, Father who promised the gift, Son who is the gift, and Holy Spirit who gives the gift to you, supply all your needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. To him be glory, honor, and praise forever and ever. Amen.
is our